Chaim Soloveitchik was known for his lumdish riddles that he used to ask, and some of them were actually used as an entrance exam to get into the Vlajna Yeshiva. And here is one of his famous riddles he used to ask on Masechta Sukkah, which has to do with today's Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. So he said like this. He says, how do you have a case where a guy has a kosher sukkah, it's 100% kosher l'mahadrin, and he does nothing, but he has a ship at sea? He has a ship that he owns, the ship sinks, and by the ship sinking, his sukkah becomes pasul. So how is it possible that the sinking of his ship is going to make his sukkah pasul? Obviously, the sukkah is not on the ship, the sukkah is in his house, but the mere fact that the ship sunk is now going to pasul his sukkah, how do you have such a hechitimtza? That was the riddle, and the answer is like this. The Gemara says in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph that if you're misakech bebeloi kelim psula, if you make your sukkah out of old, worn-out pieces of material, it's pasul, even though it's no longer mekabel tumah, but since it came from a bag that's mekabel tumah, it's going to be tamei midrabanan. So what's the case? Amar Abaye matlani shein bem shalosh shalosh de lochazin lo laniim la'ashirim. We're talking about a piece of a baguette which does not have 3x3 etzbayis. It's not even the size of 3x3 etzbayis. It's not roi, not for aniim, not for ashirim, and therefore midaraisa it's chach kasher. It's not mekabel tumah, but midrabanan there are geyser that it's no good since it came from a baguette originally. So it's mavur in the Gemara that what does it mean lo laniim lo la'ashirim? So the Rishonim explained that the shear of a baget to be mekabel tumah makes a difference if you're an ani or if you're an asher. If you're an asher, a baget is not chashiv unless it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Anything less than that is not chashiv. It's not mekabel tumah. It's not considered a baget. But for an ani takes less to make him happy, to make it chashiv in his eyes. So a baget which is 3 etzbayis by 3 etzbayis is enough to be mekabel tumah. So that's what the Gemara means. If it doesn't even have shalosh or shalosh and tzbayis, it's not right, not for aniim, not for ashirim, it's not mekabel tumah midaraisa. So al kapanim, that's the halacha. For an ani, a baget is a mekabel tumah if it's 3 tzbayis by 3 tzbayis. For an asher, it has to be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. So Chaim said, what would it be if you have a guy who's misakech his sukkah with begadim that are less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, but more than 3 tzbayis by 3 tzbayis? And the guy is an asher, he has ships at sea, he's a wealthy man. So for him, that's 100% kasher schach, because it's not right to be mekabel tumah, because now that he's an asher, his begging is not mekabel tumah unless it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. It's less than 3 tefachim, it's more than 3 tzbayis, less than 3 tefachim will not be mekabel tumah. So he has a nice kasher sukkah l'mahadrin. And then in the middle of sukkahs, suddenly his ship sinks at sea, and now he becomes an ani, he loses all his money. Now that he became an ani, his din changes. Now his tumah bracket goes down, and a baget of 3 etzbayis by 3 etzbayis is enough to be mekabel tumah because it becomes chasher for him now that he's an ani. So now suddenly those begadim that he has as schach are going to be mekabel tumah because now that he became an ani, as long as it's more than 3 etzbayis by 3 etzbayis, it will be mekabel tumah, and suddenly his schach turned into schach pasul. So now his sukkah will become pasul, and that is the hechitimtza where you could have a kasher sukkah, and by the mere fact that his ship sunk, his sukkah will become pasul because now he became an ani, and the shear of his baget is now gimel tzbayis by gimel tzbayis, and now turned into schach pasul.